Tell me about the changes to the actual physical plant of Haverford College in the 36 years that you've been here.
Oh, there's been a lot. Like I say, the dining center wasn't here. Where the dining center is now was the parking lot. And the dining center went up. Then the North Dorms, of which I was one of the first janitors in Jones, and they were nice. They were the two main ones. Then, of course, Haverford Apartments came into the picture. That was another funny thing. It's the greatest place in the world. They got you involved in everything. I mean, when I'd been in a lot of jobs, you know, but I just couldn't imagine being a part of all this. They let you in on everything. Ask your opinion. I thought to myself, well, here I am a janitor, and these guys are asking me my opinion on whether they should buy these apartments or build a new a dorm. You know what I mean? And that's when I think the real love affair started with the place. And then I guess the next thing that happened was the art thing was put up. And then, of course, the campus center and the original renovations on Sharpless all took place. And then we know that with the science center. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that Stokes was already here, but Stokes was pretty new at the time. Leeds. But Barclay was great. We're going back to before I came here. Those kids were great. In September, or that time I got laid off in April, it was the kids that got me back, really, that time.
How do you mean?
Well, when they came back from spring break, they discovered me gone. And I had become one of them. I mean, we all started together back in September. And they raised hell. They wanted to know why. And sure enough, I got my job back.
So for one brief moment, they took a break from rallying against the Vietnam War and rallied to
Rallied for me.
Joe Beck.
Oh, they were a hell-raising bunch.